These majestic wildcats have long been a source of fascination for many people around the world. Even from a distance, you can sense the power of the Royal Bengal tiger in this reserve in India's Maharashtra state. For years, they've been under threat of extinction because of habitat loss, hunting and poaching. Since 1973, successive governments have made it their mission to create a safe area for the critically endangered tigers, and now their numbers are growing. The setup of buffer zones and reserves has led to a flourishing wildlife, but the growing Bengal tiger population is coming at a cost for people living nearby, with the animals roaming out of protected areas. Local communities depend on the forest for their livelihood. They need firewood and pick mahua flowers every year to sell in the markets. But now it's become too risky. Manjusha says a Bengal tiger killed her husband.
They went looking for him to the edge of the village. When they entered the forest, they found a basket of flowers scattered. There was a plastic bag, water bottle, slippers and flowers, but he was not there. They found some blood. The villagers came back. They said something bad had happened.
Tigers and leopards killed at least 53 people in this region last year, according to authorities. They say it's the highest number in a single district.
One of the major reasons for conflict in this landscape is because there is a lot of intrusion into the forest by local people for various reasons. And then there is presence of large carnivore. And mostly they are the dispersing subadult cubs that tend to get into conflict, which have grown up in human-dominated forests. So they tend to go closer to fields and probably do not fear people as much as they should.
The field director of the nature reserve suggests there needs to be more measures to control the growing tiger numbers.
We need to find out certain solutions like reversible contraceptives, if it is available. We need to try it because it may not be applicable or it may not be introduced at a large scale. But we need to have certain solutions in hand and we should be able to use them when it is required.
For now, people have built temples where tigers have killed their loved ones. They believe this might prevent future attacks. Rahila Mohammed, Al Jazeera.